Here's a look at First News. It's fair. It's accurate. You get the damn truth. Israeli forces continue to battle Hamas terrorists in Gaza, expanding their ground offensive in the second largest city. The fighting further shrinks the area where Palestinians can seek safety. Not true. The Israeli forces have left numerous pathways and roadways that they have secured. If they want to exit, they dropped all types of flyers. They've been using social media, everything to tell them the way out. Egypt has refused to let people in to their country, so the attempts have been made. The assault on the south threatens further mass displacement with the besieged coastal enclave, where the UN said 1.87 million people have already fled their homes. Israeli officials said victim testimony and evidence gathered indicate that these Hamas thugs and militants carried out widespread sexual and gender-based crimes and mutilation during their attack. The organization Physicians for Human Rights said these atrocities committed are intended to be utilized as a psychological weapon against everyone left. They're combing through now, folks, over 60,000 videos seized from Hamas to bring these killers, abductors of sexual violence and mutilation to justice. It's awful, the scope of these things. And not one person here in the United States, really, in Congress or Senate, talking about these things that you can't even talk about on the air at this point. Washington's center of gravity on immigration is starting to shift demonstrably to the right. The debate is now focusing on measures meant to keep these migrants out. Why? For the wrong reasons. Not because it's what rights for the country. It's because Democrats sense that Republicans may have a political upper hand. That's the problem with our decisions. Political consequences always trump anything else. Republicans insisting on tough border measures. And now the left starting to lean that way. Russian President Vladimir Putin has begun a trip to Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates, hoping to shore up support in the Middle East from two of the major oil producers allied against the U.S. Putin landed in Abu Dhabi, which is the capital of the Emirates. It's his first trip to that region. Before the coronavirus pandemic hit, he's facing an arrest warrant from the International Committee, but he doesn't have to worry about that. Shrinking field of Republicans will gather on the debate stage tonight for the fourth time, trying to shake things up before the Iowa caucuses. Four candidates will be on stage at the University of Alabama for their last scheduled meeting before the caucuses tonight. It will be Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, Nikki Haley, also Vivek Ramaswamy, and Chris Christie surprisingly keeps making his way in there because of the backing by the Democratic Party. He's so anti-Trump. They're going to make sure he gets into all of these things, making sure his fundraising still meets the criteria. Joe Biden told a bunch of donors yesterday that he isn't sure he'd be running for re-election if Donald Trump wasn't in the race. And former president said he's trying to destroy our democratic institutions. Biden's using a trio of fundraisers to caution about what might happen should Trump get control of the White House. What might happen is we'll turn America around again, probably. We can stop all these foreign wars. Mm-hmm. We'll be energy independent. Inflation will come down. The border will be secure. What else do you want to know? He might not get the nomination anyway. A lot of people now don't think Joe Biden's even going to be able to run by next year. Vice President Kamala Harris, that's scary, has set the record now for the most Senate tie-breaking votes in 200 years of history in this country. She cast her 32nd to confirm some whack federal judge in D.C. The previous record holder was John C. Calhoun. He had cast 31. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer calls the fellow Democrats' vote a great milestone. It sure as the hell is. Casting tiebreaker votes is among the only duties of the vice president. Tiebreaker votes are stupid. They should vote to eliminate those by the vice president. Folks, when the game ends in a tie before the, between, say, the Eagles and the 49ers, if it's tie, would you let a fan from Philadelphia decide who wins that game? Would you?
No.
Hell, if it's tie, it's tie. Right. That means there's not a majority that believes it's good, and there's not a majority that believes it's bad. So leave it a tie, go back, re-legislate, try it again. That's just dumb. I hate those tiebreaker votes. Always have. Senate, in a single vote yesterday, approved 425 military promotions. Tommy Tuberville of Alabama ended his month-long blockade of nominations. He was blocking it because of the Pentagon's new policies on abortion, transition surgeries, and all those kind of things that he thinks the military should not be involved in. They'll still have to continue on 11 of the highest-ranking military officers, though, going from four-star to five-star. They'll still have to debate that. House Speaker Mike Johnson told fellow Republicans that sweeping changes to our border policy will be their hill to die on when they negotiate over a $106 billion package for more money for the Ukraine for security. Johnson delivered the message yesterday. Biden administration, folks, what? We keep pumping billions and billions into Ukraine, but we're not giving them what they need to win.
Right.
Why? 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 We're not giving them what they need to win the war. They just keep funding for some reason. They said they're going to tie it to immigration. This is Wilson Luck. 23-year-old woman started her first nursing job at a New Hampshire hospital. She was attending a training session on cardiac arrest when she herself suffered cardiac arrest. Andy Hyung's fellow nurses then saved her life after she started feeling dizzy and nauseated at the medical center. They performed the CPR after determining she had no pulse and said now she has a new perspective on life. Cardiac arrest causes 436,000 deaths in the United States each year. Number of things can lead to it, including heart attacks, heart failure, irregular heartbeat, but just happened to be at a cardiac arrest training session. That's Wilson Luck, folks. That is Wilson Luck right there. Good for her. Denny Lane, British singer, songwriter, guitarist, performed in the early pop-oriented versions of the Moody Blues, was later with Paul McCartney's band with Wings, died at the age of 79. He was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as a member of the Moody Blues in 2018. Denny Lane's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Mark, but who isn't?
Boston.
Yeah, and who else that made you mad? Was it Sammy Hagar or...
I can't remember what I was ranting about.
Oh, yeah. There have been so many. World shares advanced. Most stocks slipped on Wall Street yesterday following a mixed set of reports on the economy. U.S. futures edged higher. Oil prices fell. Wall Street's hovering around its high level in the last 20 months. S&P was down a tenth. The Dow lost 79. NASDAQ was up 0.3 of a point yesterday. Some of the winners and losers, Comerica was down yesterday. The bank expects loan balances to be lower than they had expected. CVS Health, they were up. The drugstore giant gave investors some encouraging operations and financial updates as well. America's Car-Mart was down. The auto retailer reported surprisingly big fiscal second quarter losses. Higher interest rates, too, affecting car buying here in the United States. JetBlue said they have to buy Spirit Airlines in order to compete with the bigger airlines. JetBlue's lawyer made that case yesterday during arguments over the trial. The government is suing, trying to block JetBlue from buying Spirit. They said it would hurt consumers because a lot of the consumers that fly that plane are lower income consumers. They didn't give a rat's ass when all these other airlines merged and bought up all the other ones.
Yeah, that was fine.
Or oil companies, Conoco, Phillips. No, I didn't care about that. This one they're trying to stop. The judge is going to decide. There's no jury in this case. It'll be decided by District Judge William Young. The owners of that Colorado funeral home where they found 190 decomposing bodies, in October, allegedly sent families fake ashes. They'll appear in court. Both owners, husband and wife, face 190 counts of abuse of a corpse. I tell you what, I wrote an interesting article about ashes to ashes the other day. And, gosh. Joe Biden's going to sign an executive order during a tribal nation summit that will make it easier for Native Americans to access federal funding, and they will also now have greater autonomy over how those monies can be spent. Policy advisor said these policies that attack Native people's rights to self-government. Tandon said Biden administration is going to undo that damage. They're announcing Wednesday there will be 190 of these that will allow tribes to manage federal lands, their own waters, natural resources, the money that they get. They said this will help them better interpret and tell the history of Native Americans. Interior Secretary Deb Haaland said that we should celebrate this signing. And the white bearded Christian saint whose acts of generosity inspired America's Santa Claus figure of Saint Nicholas, legends surrounding it are celebrated every year on this date, December 6th. He was a 4th century Christian bishop. Much of the rest is legend. There's not really a lot of hard historical evidence about Saint Nick, but it's what led to Santa Claus. I remember as a kid, we always got a stocking with some oranges and some nuts and stuff in it, a package of gum. My dad knew about Saint Nick, and it showed up every December 6th.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So today is Saint Nick's Day. It spread, actually, during the Middle Ages across Europe. And he's also is the patron saint of sailors. I didn't know that. As in 1807, Italian sailors took the remains of Saint Nick to a seaport on the southeast coast of the Boot of Italy. They built a church in his honor, and his remains are still there today. So, Marco, let's take Saint Nick's ashes, and we'll put them up in the wind. And, so they're still there, but today is Saint Nick Day, in case you didn't know.
In sports, they have been wronged. Florida State has been wronged by not being picked to be one of the four teams in the college playoff. So Ron DeSantis wants to set aside $1 million and sue.
Oh, yeah?
And it doesn't matter because the championship will be decided long before this money would have gone through. He said, my first grader, my fifth grader, my preschooler, they're all Noles fans and big-time fans. They do the tomahawk chop, which is going to drive some people crazy. Mm-hmm. But he wants to sue for his Seminoles.
Well, a lot of that's going to be answered when they play Georgia, who didn't even make the playoffs.
Right.
If they get killed by a team that didn't get invited into the playoffs.
Good point.
Then it was justified.
Right.
If they beat Georgia, they got a case. 60 degrees for the high today, folks. That's normally average this time of year, about 37 degrees. So we'll take that. 49 tomorrow. Cooler then on Friday, 39. And but we'll take that for this time of year. You golfing today?
I haven't decided.
Oh, well.
Paul, I can't even commit to a tee time.
Yeah. Don't worry about it. You got, oh, it's Wilson Wednesday, though.
Yeah, but it's at a bar that's close to the golf course.
It's on the way.
Yeah.
There you go. Gosh, decisions. It sucks to be Mark, folks. 52 out there right now. That's what's happening. Weird Wednesday today. Got a chance for you to win some Cole Swindell tickets. For those of you north of town, it's pronounced Bonner. That's where the concert is.